Welcome to the Connected Insurance Podcast, presented by Agency Revolution. Listen to interviews with the most influential people in the insurance industry. Learn the most important strategies, tactics, trends, and challenges facing today's independent insurance agents and brokers. New episodes every Wednesday. Visit agencyrevolution.com and click media to explore the Connected Insurance family of resources for insurance agents and brokers. Subscribe today and get updates delivered right to your inbox. And now, without further delay, the Connected Insurance Podcast.
Hello, everybody. This is Michael Janz, founder of Agency Revolution, where we automate your systems, engage your customers, and help you grow your agency. And I want to welcome you to this episode of the Connected Insurance Podcast, where it's our job to find the geniuses, innovators, movers, and shakers in the insurance industry, and to discern and deconstruct what they're doing to help you grow your agency faster. And I'm, as always, excited about delivering this conversation to you, maybe for a slightly different reason. As many of you know, I have spent the last 25 years of my career in the insurance industry and also deeply engaged in what many people call the marketing industry or the direct marketing industry. Generally, in the podcast, I like to bring to you people in the insurance industry, consultants, successful agents and brokers, thought leaders. This time, I'm delivering a conversation with somebody from the other part of my life, a world-class marketer, Seth Green, who also, by the way, has done some serious work in the insurance industry. Seth is a nationally recognized direct response marketing expert. He's been nominated three times, the only person, by Dan Kennedy as the Marketer of the Year. He's the author of seven best-selling marketing books. His latest book, Market Domination for Podcasting, is on the shelves at Barnes & Noble now. He is the co-host of the Sharkpreneur podcast with Shark Tank's Kevin Harrington. And in this conversation, we pretty much talk marketing, 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 just those three things. And Seth shares what he's doing right now with some cutting edge techniques, some tricks that I think you can apply very, very quickly. He talks about the need for every agency to have its own lead gen magnet. And I think you'll find fascinating, he shares his insights on a very cutting-edge technology that, in this case, even I never even heard of. So I think you'll find it very fascinating. Before I introduce Seth, a personal note to our listeners. Number one, your feedback matters to me. I have noticed that as the podcast is growing, we're getting more. I like to hear what you want. What's working, what's not. Easiest way to do that, perhaps follow me on LinkedIn or reach out to me on LinkedIn and just share your comments with me. Likewise, if you have suggestions on people that you think would be terrific for me to interview, let me know. So without further ado, it's my privilege to introduce you to this conversation with Seth Green. Hello, Seth Green. Thanks so much for joining us. How are you today?
I am fantastic. Thank you so much for having me.
A pleasure, and I'm excited about this call because it's a little different than a lot of the conversations that I have, Seth. Most of our guests are they're either agents or brokers from the industry, or generally most of them are thought leaders in the insurance industry, people who are watching trends, analysts, people in the technology field. You're here because of a different connection that you and I have. I have for 25 years or so straddled two worlds, my one foot deep in two worlds, property and casualty insurance and the marketing world. And you and I have a connection, having hung around much of the same marketing circle and community for years and years and years. So that's the angle that I think is going to make this an interesting conversation. So, first of all, before we kind of get into the practical, tactical stuff, give us a little bit of background on what Seth Green does and what you're all about.
Sure. I am the founder and CEO of MarketDominationLLC.com. We are one of the fastest growing direct response marketing firms in the country. and a large percentage of our client base is financial advisors and PNC and insurance agents. The reason why is I started as a retail financial advisor. I worked at AG Edwards back when AG Edwards existed for a number of years. And I, the first day back from training, you know, passing my seven, my life and health, I had my, I, at one point I did have my PNC license. And my first day back from training, my branch manager says, I got you a book where, you know, all the leads, all the clients are going to come from for your entire career. You know, I'm 22, I'm young and dumb. I say, oh my God, this is great. I'm going to buy a Ferrari in a couple months. You know, just like Boiler Room, you know, although this is way before, this is like just like Wall Street, because it was way before the movie Boiler Room.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, great, give me the book. And he reaches behind his desk and literally hands me the yellow pages. Hands me a phone book, says, they're all in there, Tiger, go get them. Start smiling and dialing. I followed the training program.
Your training program is now over.
I followed the go make 300 cold calls a day, interrupting strangers, asking them for their money. And I did that for a number of years, banging my head against the wall. And any of your agents who have done that know how much it sucks. And I started, I realized cold calling for investments wasn't much fun. So I said, you know what? The garage is the biggest door into the house. I'm going to switch and cold call for PNC business. And because, you know, people do a quote, talk to a total stranger about their car insurance or their homeowner's insurance and allow me to do a quote, and I'll use that as my way in the door before I can talk to them about protecting their investments and all their other stuff. That worked a little bit better. And then I had the good fortune to find this guy that you mentioned, legendary marketing guru Dan Kennedy. And when I talked to Dan, told him what I was doing, he said, you're doing everything wrong. It's what your industry taught you, but it's not your fault. But it's all wrong. You know, write me this really big check and I'll change your life. His pitch was better than that. But nonetheless,
you wrote him a really big check. And
I spent 30 days begging my wife to let me borrow the money.
I get that. I've been there, done that. But you wrote a big check and it changed your life.
It did. I wrote a big check and did what I was told after writing the big check, which completely changed my life. It took me from the 6,700th rank rep at that Fortune 500 company to top 30 nationwide for opening new accounts.
How long did that take?
2 years.
So I want to circle back, Seth, to something that you said that I think it is an important point. It's worth visiting for a moment. It was either you or Dan's, you know, realized that you were doing what the industry told you to do, and it was all wrong. And the marketing perspective, the marketing paradigm, had a completely different thing to do. Do you, so I know you work in multiple industries, right? You provide support for PNC, you provide support for financial advisors, and you've got two or three or four other major niches. Do you find that that's common, that for some reason, over time, industries develop a certain way of doing things that are really somehow ineffective, and then somebody comes from the outside and just blows it wide open? Is that common across industries in your experience?
Absolutely. And the reason I think that is something that you and I have heard before from Dan, called marketing incest. Everybody copies everybody else, they get gradually more and more stupid.
Everybody starts looking the same and gets stupid at the same time. So, So we do see a lot of that. You know, for years, PNC agents were all doing the same thing, taking out a Yellow Pages ad and hanging out at the Rotary or the Chamber, and it really was hard to make a distinction. And apparently the majority of consumers now have generally tend to think of insurance as a commodity and have a difficult time making a distinction between one insurance provider and another. All right, so you were advised to sort of do something 180 degrees differently. Before we get into the actual, you know, like the details of what was so radical about it, what was radical about the idea? What was the idea that was different?
The idea was that instead of interrupting strangers and begging for money, I could get them to chase me. I could get them calling me. I could get and only talk to people who already knew what I did, knew why I did it, knew what I did, knew who I did it for, knew basically what we charged and wanted to do business with me, that I could eliminate the cold prospecting, the cold calling and the rejection, and only talk to prospects who were pre-qualified, pretty interested and predisposed to do business with me.
So that is the magic formula, right? I mean, that's
Yes. Ideally
that's what everybody wants. Okay, so obviously, Seth, you're not going to get off of this pod call without us going through the secrets of what worked then. But also, I'm very curious about what you see, what's working now and what's not working now. So for an agent who's excited about the idea of having pre-interested, pre-motivated and predisposed prospects who want to do business, where should they start?
So the first place I would start, and what is responsible for 50% of the success or failure of any marketing campaign, is who are they going after? Who is their target market? And I'll guarantee you, 9 times out of 10, 99 out of 100, when a prospect, someone comes to us and says, I want you to help grow my agency, help grow my business.
Right.
And we ask, the first question I ask in any marketing consultation is, who is your target market? Who's your ideal client? 99 out of 100 of them don't have it defined tightly enough.
Ah, okay. So what do you do? What kind of process do you push them through to get them to find that more tightly?
We will do an analysis of their client base. We'll ask them lots of, along with a quantifiable analysis, along with lots and lots of questions about who refers the most, who do they like working with the most, who are their top 10 favorite clients, who gives them the most amount of business, who are their biggest centers of influence. And there's a whole series of questions we ask in an exercise we take them through to ultimately determine who their ideal client really should be. And then we will, if they will allow us to, we will revamp all of their marketing efforts to be solely focused on that ideal client to substantially grow their business.
Do you find that there is resistance to having a narrower target, that people feel like they're giving up options and opportunities that are now going to be outside that narrow target? Is that
100%.
Yeah,
every
okay.
single time. Hey, if I only focus on those people, what happens to the rest? What happens to all the bread and butter little clients? What happens? I'm going to be missing out on all this money. There might be a great prospect who goes somewhere else because my marketing repels him now because he doesn't fit that profile.
Right.
And we say that is exactly what you want. You're going to work less, serving fewer people, but you're going to make a whole lot more money,
right,
and business is going to be a whole lot more fun.
Okay. All right. So step one, tightly, narrowly define the market. Step two, what happens after that?
We've got to create a lead generation magnet for that client to get them, it's not something that they want, to get them to take action, raise their hand, and become that pre-qualified person so that we can then automatically deliver that lead magnet and a follow-up campaign to them to now turn them into someone who's not only pre-qualified but is now pre-interested and predisposed to do business with your agent.
Okay, so give us an example of a decent lead gen magnet.
Sure, so I'll give you a few.
Okay.
So we have, I'll give you one from the financial advisor world and then one from the insurance agent world.
Okay.
So something that is very sexy for advisors who want to sell, and some of your PNC guys probably are licensed for it, is an annuity. They protect the client's money. They give you growth with no downside, depending on what riders you buy.
Right.
And they pay nice commissions to the financial advisor as well.
And they do,
so,
yes.
But people have, thanks to Susie Orman and lots of other people, most consumers have negative connotations on the word annuity. So what we came up with was a lead generation magnet about, how to crash-proof your IRA, which sounds a whole lot better and appeals to a lot more people than if we said variable annuity buyer's guide. Then only the people who are interested in an annuity are going to want one,
uh-huh,
and everyone who has negative connotations, yeah, is going to ignore it. But if you've got money invested in your IRA, and obviously we're going to put qualifiers on how much the minimum is, but if you've got money, chances are at some level you're worried that the market's going to crash and it's going to be worth less.
Got it. Okay. So the lead gen magnet is a top of the funnel piece that's going to attract the broadest possible audience. The buyer's
guide. The
broadest
possible audience of your narrowly defined target market.
Right,
yes.
On. Okay. And then you may end up having a buyer's guide or other things that fall into the process later on, but you want to get their attention. So you're offering the benefit, the key benefit is like your headline or like the name of this piece.
Sure.
Okay.
So on the PNC side, for example, I've got an agent right now who is, we've narrowed down his market, and he wants, for example, homeowners in a specific zip, in a specific area with a specific home value and a specific net worth and a specific number of cars and drivers in the household. But the most important thing that is a, that is narrowing that market isn't any of those factors. It's the fact that they're dog owners.
Oh, okay. Dangerous dog owners or just dog owners?
Dog owners.
Okay, interesting. All right. And so, okay, so what's the, what was the, what's the lead gen magnet?
So the lead gen magnet there is, in his case, it's not a free report. It's a video about how, you know, what your insurance agent doesn't know or hasn't told you about having your dog, about having a dog, the peril, the liabilities of having a dog, stuff like that, to get people to say, oh, I'm a dog owner and I meet these criteria.
Yeah.
And I didn't know my dog was supposed to be on my insurance. I didn't know all of these factors that can affect it to make sure they'll actually cover me. Or if my dog bites someone, they won't fire me the next day after paying the claim.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
So that is, in his case, it's a short informational video that they are registering to watch. And then, of course, there's a follow-up sequence, and that will get him leads of affluent dog owners in this area who now say, oh, crap. I don't know if my insurance agent took care of any of this. I want to talk to someone who's a dog expert.
Got it. Okay. So I think we're kind of walking through what Dan may have called the 3M model in sequence: market, message, media. So we've identified.
Correct. I've made it five.
Okay.
And it's the five principles of magical marketing to attract new clients like magic. I've expanded on a little bit, but those three are parts of it. Yeah.
Okay. So let's go to the next. Let's go to your next step, whatever that is. So we've identified a tightly narrow market, people in a certain zip code with dogs and own homes, et cetera, et cetera. We've identified a message that they might respond to. Now, so what's next after that?
We've got to identify where they hang out.
Yeah, okay.
We've got to identify the place we're going to go, where we're going to reach them.
All right.
So different target markets are going to be reachable via different media, which is where else, which is, you know, next on the list. If I'm going after 80-year-old arthritic widows, I'm not going to find them on Twitter.
Yeah.
You know, I'll waste my money there.
Right.
I need to send them direct mail, and it needs to be oversized print, and it needs to be on newsprint so it's easy to turn the pages. I may include a magnifying glass on purpose in the direct mail piece.
Yeah.
I may include the little rubber thumb tip that helps them turn pages better. I'm going to customize my delivery system to the needs of my target market.
Got it. Okay. And so, boom. So we've got market, message, media. Is there anything else?
So
in the
model? Five would be, who's the target market? Where do they hang out? What are we going to send them that's different? How are we going to send the media? Why are they going to do business with me as opposed to anybody else? And then what is the system that communicates my message in the right media to the right target market and follows up with them until they finally become customers?
Okay, got it. All right. So let's talk about media. What are you seeing these days that's getting good results?
It depends on the target market.
Okay.
So there are target market A, you know, direct mail may still be the best place to acquire them at an attractive cost. Direct mail, I mean, target market B, Facebook ads, you know, for those affluent dog owners, probably a great place to start.
Uh-huh.
And then, for example, marketing on people's phones. We've got a new service that we've come out in the last couple months. It's a it's called a stalker tag. It's a that's what we're calling it. It's a Bluetooth-powered device.
It's a stalker tag?
Yeah.
Okay, this sounds like fun. Tell us a little bit about this one.
So stalkertag.com, it's a Bluetooth-powered device the size of a quarter, and anyone who gets within 100 meters of it, a push notification will pop up on their Android smartphone, and if they touch the push notification, it will then drive them to whatever website we want them to go to.
Okay. So,
what we're doing is hiding them inside a fake box,
like
the kind you would hide a key in.
Yeah.
And then we're putting those in landscaping of wherever our target market might go. So if I'm an insurance agent, maybe I put my PNC, I put my stalker tag rocks, I put one maybe at a body shop, I put one at a bunch of car dealers, you know, just got a new car, you need new insurance.
Yeah.
I put them at a high-end men's store, maybe I put them outside accountant or lawyer's offices or a high-end restaurant. Any place my target market might frequent, dog owners.
Yeah.
For my dog owner guy
right.
agent,
okay.
we're going to put them at a vet's office.
All right. Okay. So, and can you customize the push notification?
Yes, you can customize it. You can change it. You know, every week if you want.
So outside the pet store, you've got a message for, you know, are you a dog owner? Click here.
Yep.
Okay. Got it. All right. So how long have you been testing that?
About 2 months.
Okay, I'm curious. I'm always fascinated with new media, and always want to be cautious of the shiny new thing. You know that it doesn't distract from the fundamentals and the basics. So what kind of results are people getting? I'm also curious if you have anecdotes about what people have said about it, because this is.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, for example, I have stalker tags for myself. My best performing stalker tag in our business is placed in the at a bank ATM. It's a commercial deposit bank ATM.
Right. Okay.
So my affluent business owner clients are driving there. They're parked there for a minute or two while they make a deposit. So I've got enough time to have the push notification pop up on their phone and have them to see it and click on it. We've got them, so they're working that way. I have a agent, as I mentioned, who would, you know, put them outside of vets for my dog lover guy.
Yeah.
We've got a speaker who is walking around with them. One, no fake rock, just the tag itself is in her purse.
Right.
And as she's walking around conventions or conferences or networking meetings, it's pinging people.
Well, that strikes me as like sort of the ultimate usage of this, Seth. So I just came back from a conference where there were like 3,400 people there, mostly PNC agents, right? So it seems like that would be the optimal place to have a stalker tag for PNC agents, right? Because you know the thousands of them are going to be there.
For you, yes. If
yeah.
you're an agent, you would want to be at a conference of, you know, maybe the home show would be perfect.
Right. Or if you've got a niche, you know, let's say, you know, a client of mine insures arborists or private water companies. You want to go to their trade show.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
That's fun. Okay. So so then if somebody, you know, they see the push notification and they respond to it, what happens? Where does that take them?
Any web address that you want. So every tag can have a different notification and a different address, and you could change it every week if you want to. So you would drive them. For example, I have an insurance agent who was at the conference you were just at.
Yeah.
And
all right.
He was nice enough to take a tag with him on my behalf. That tag took people to a specific landing page
that
we set up. We did a video together.
All right.
And he said, hey, you got this because I'm at this conference with you right now, and if you want to see how to get this to work in your business, you know, register below and we'll take you to the video and you can watch how this whole thing works.
Okay, that's terrific. And so you can send them to a landing page, you could send them to a video, whatever. Okay, cool.
Could send them to your Facebook page if you want. You can send them anywhere.
All right, so that's exciting. All right, so what else is exciting to you in the marketing world these days? Specifically for the professional classes?
We get really great results out of, we have what I call a professional referral interview book. So we do all the work. So your insurance agent would interview 10 of their ideal referral sources. So maybe it's accountants, maybe it's lawyers, maybe it's mortgage brokers, maybe it's real estate agents, whoever sees their client. We transcribe and edit all those interviews and turn it into a real, like, bookstore-length book, and then we publish and market that book, and we make them the authority in their marketplace, and then we get everybody in the book to to market the book as well because it's self-serving because
right.
they're in it.
Yeah.
And then we get them to buy copies and hand them out to their clients. And then all of a sudden their clients are finding our agent who's the client and a rising tide lifts all boats and they get referrals and business out of it.
Okay. So let's walk through an example of that. Sounds like a great idea. So let's say somebody's in a niche. Okay. Let's say, so I'll just pick one out of the blue. Let's say it's wildland firefighters. Okay. Crazy little niche, but one of my clients does very, very well on that. So how would they go about that? Who would they interview?
I don't know anything about wildlife firefighters,
okay.
but I'll give you an equally absurd niche.
Okay, fair enough.
Not absurd. I have one guy who just deals with airline pilots.
Yeah.
So a specific niche profession.
Yeah, all right.
So in his case, he's interviewing airline pilots and a couple airline HR executives and some private charter service owners.
Yeah.
And writing a book without having to write it because we're doing the work, but writing a book about, you know, how airline pilots can not crash their retirement.
Okay. All
Pun
right.
Unintended.
Yeah.
And
okay.
then when that book comes out, those pilots are all going to, you know, share it and he's going to promote it in the industry. And then other pilots will, you know, go to the book website, get the free plus shipping offer for the book, read the book and say, oh, man, I got to talk to this Trevor guy because he wrote the book on me, the airline pilot.
Got it. Okay. And so if he's interviewing a pilot about that topic, I presume that is that pilot a client of his? So they have some reasonably intelligent things to say?
Yes and no. So
okay.
he's going to interview some of his clients,
yeah.
but he's also going to interview a bunch of people he doesn't know.
Right.
And not every interview will completely make it in the book
yeah.
because they might say something not intelligent.
Right.
But he's going to specifically, we're going to get him airline pilots, and right now we've got 14. He's got more than enough because the average book takes about 10. We've over-delivered for him.
Yeah.
And he's going to interview them all. And the ones he doesn't know, he's building an incredible relationship with because he's not selling them anything. He's interviewing from a book and making them like mini famous.
Right. Got it. Okay.
So now they love him and
yeah.
he's already gotten business from it. And he's like, I haven't even given you the interview transcript yet. I haven't even published a book yet. And they're like, this is great, though. Thank you so much. I feel like you really get me and I want to talk to you. And he's like, wow, I'm getting business and the book isn't even done yet.
Got it. Okay. Let's say then somebody has this book or because this book now sounds like a lead gen magnet. Yeah,
that's exactly what it is.
OK, so now they've got this book and of course there'll be it's seeded with self-promotional opportunities because everybody who's interviewed wants to pass it around. Right. Share it with their pilot buddies and so on and so forth. What other forms of notification, promotion, distribution do you like to encourage? So I'm curious about social media, email marketing. What else do you do to get the word out about that?
Absolutely. So email marketing is going to be tricky because it's going to depend on the client having a list of people to email.
Right.
Or it's going to be dependent on them renting an email list. And depending on, there may not be that many wildlife firefighters in that one city to make a viable market. Whereas if the market has to be big enough, broad enough to be reachable, social media, they might have a much better result. I'm thinking if you're dealing with wildlife firefighters, you might be in California, a place that has wildlife fires.
Right now, there are a lot of firefighters there. Yeah.
Right, but they may need enough. I don't know that client may need to be national
yeah.
in order to make the market big enough.
Yes, yeah,
to
it's national.
Reach via social media or email.
Uh-huh.
Whereas if you just said, "I want every dog owning affluent person, big house person in Clarence," there may be thousands and thousands of them.
Yeah. Okay. So when you identify a list, like you want a list of dog owners in this zip code with you know that are also homeowners, etc. Where do you go to find that list?
It depends on what media we're going to use to reach out to them.
Yeah,
if it's
okay.
on social media, we would start on Facebook or LinkedIn.
Yeah,
because those are
Got
the
it.
Most targeted places to advertise on social media.
Right.
If it's a consumer list, we would do Facebook. If it's a business professional, we would do LinkedIn. And then if we're doing direct mail, we have relationships with a couple of the top list brokers in the country. And we would tell them this is who we're looking for, and they would then say, "Okay, we've got this. This company that we work with has this list. you know, maybe it's a Better Homes and Gardens subscriber list in your area.
Yeah.
And here's what it costs to rent or buy.
Got it. Okay. Seth, these are very good practical tactical solutions that you've got. I love to hear this. So in a moment, I'm going to ask you, you know, how people can find out more about you. But before I do that, anything else? Any other ideas that got your juices going these days?
I am, for lack of a better term, addicted to this stuff.
Yeah,
it is what I am excited about. So, I mean, we could spend, and I do when I conduct my mastermind group, we could spend days discussing this.
Yeah.
But I think if we leave your listeners with the stalker tags idea and the professional referral book idea,
that's probably
along with the five principles of magical marketing, that's probably a great place for them to start.
They have a brain full of stuff. So if people want to find out more about you, reach out to you, learn more about what you're up to, I'm sure you've got ways where they can do that.
We do. So for your listeners, we have two offers for them. One, if they go to marketdominationllc.com, they can register for a free marketing consultation where we will go over what their existing marketing is. We'll go over, you know, we have a 44-point marketing analysis. We will take them through. They will analyze everything they're doing,
yep,
identify what's working so that they should do more of, and then identify what could be improved. That's at marketdominationllc.com. And if they're interested in learning more about the stalker tags, that's at www.stalkertags.com.
Right. Okay. All right. So you've got a lead gen magnet for everybody here.
Absolutely.
Glad to hear that. All right. Seth, this has been fun. I think perhaps we'll do this again at some point in the future and explore some other marketing ideas.
I would love to, and I'd love to have you on my top rated my podcast with Kevin Harrington from Shark Tank.
Would love to do that. Okay. Yeah. So you have a podcast and you do it with one of the Shark Tank guys, right?
Yes. It's called Sharkpreneur. It's at marketdominationllc.com/Sharkpreneur.
Sharkpreneur. All right. Seth, this has been fun, and I look forward to talking to you in the very near future and perhaps running into you at a marketing conference in the near future. Thanks so much for sharing.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to the Connected Insurance Podcast. If you found this episode informative, please share it with your peers and colleagues. Explore the Connected Insurance family of resources for insurance agents and brokers by visiting agencyrevolution.com and clicking media. Subscribe and get updates delivered right to your inbox. New episodes every Wednesday.